Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, and we have a special guest in studio. We have Silvana from Southern Alberta.
It's true. All the way from Southern Alberta. Such a long way.
Hold on. Is your mic on? Oh, there we go.
Hey.
There we go.
Oh, now hi.
Now we can hear you. You're just speaking through my mic.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what we're hearing. Hey, so, how's it going out there in Vancouver land?
Yeah, how's it going? If you want to hear anything, give us a call, 604-822-2487. And once again, we'll be on until 1 a.m. this evening. And what do we have store this evening, Silvana?
Like what sort of things?
Yeah.
Or like what are we listening to next? Sorry, I kind of hijacked your show a little bit because you normally play a lot more atmosphere-y.
I play a lot of experimental music that no one likes.
that no one likes.
So we're kind of changing it up, and
I'm forcing him to play a lot of shorter songs.
Yeah, a lot of cool songs. We're going to fit a lot more songs than you usually hear on the program. Usually you only hear like four or five songs that are like 20 minutes long. But now we got quite a few.
But now we have like 20 songs that are 4 or 5 minutes long.
Yeah, we're going to fit a lot. So why are you in town?
I'm here actually, visiting from good old Southern Alberta. I'm volunteering actually this week at the Girls Rock Camp, Vancouver. I'm pretty stoked about it, actually. It's kind of an awesome thing. It's like a day camp, a week-long day camp for girls aged 8 to 18. And they come in, and some of them have played instruments before and some of them haven't. And they, in the mornings, learn how to play an instrument or sing or et cetera. And then in the afternoon, they've actually formed bands this morning. And in the afternoon, they're practicing all of their... They each write a song. Each band, rather, writes a song.
Yeah.
Because there is a showcase on Saturday night at the Rio where each band will then get up and perform their song for the masses.
Whoa, that sounds awesome. How old are most of the girls involved?
So this year, I haven't been... This is the first year I've been to this rock camp. But it seems like the... median age, that's right, so let me pull out a little math there, of the girls would probably be like 12 to 14-ish. There's a couple that are in the younger group and a couple that are in the older group, but it seems like a lot of them kind of fit in that middle ground.
Yeah, that's cool. And you've been involved with other ones in different cities?
Yeah, I went a couple of years ago, about 5 years ago, down to Portland, actually, and volunteered there, coincidentally, when they were actually filming for that movie Girls Rock.
Oh, yeah, they released a DVD, like... couple years ago, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah. Like, it was recorded in 2005, I think, the summer of 2005, and then it was finally released in, yeah, I think it might have been 2008 or so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. And that was, like, Sleater-Kinney and Gossip and stuff.
Yeah.
Were involved with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bev Ditto was one of the vocal coaches, actually.
Oh, so we have some stuff from Gossip.
Coming up.
Sleater-Kinney later on in the hour, mm-hmm. So yeah, if you have any girl-related bands, girl rock-type bands that you want to hear on the program, 604-822-2487. And once again, my name is P-Bone, and we have Silvana from CKXU in Lethbridge, my old station.
That's right.
That was around for... So yeah, I guess we're going to hear a couple Lethbridge bands in this first set.
Yeah, what are we going to hear from? First up, we got some Mylan Sheaths.
Yeah, and... I've played these guys a few times on my show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good stuff, so... course you did.
Yeah, they have a new album called Get On Your Nerves out on Southpaw Records, which is a California label. Anyways,
I'm not sure. Is it?
I think so. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Anyways, what track are we going to hear? We're going to hear something called Mutations, I do believe.
Yeah, I think so. We were flipping through now.
Yeah, Mutations is what you're going to hear. And then after that, another Lethbridge band?
Yeah, Fist City. This was my choice of track, which I can't believe you haven't played this track because it's so catchy. It's so good. Some sweet surf guitar in this one.
I was saving that for last. That's why I didn't play it. Fist City, new album is called 2010, which is kind of a collection of a bunch of different recordings from two different releases.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it two different? And I think, were they cassette releases? I looked this up once before and I'm trying to remember.
It says here it's a 7-inch as well as a split. And an LP.
Oh, okay. All vinyl stuff put onto disc.
On a CD. So, yeah, you're going to hear a track called Debbie Get Your Boa. And let's see. After that, you're going to hear something from a local band, White Lung.
Which I don't know too much about.
Yeah. Their older album came out a while ago. Well, about a year ago, called It's the Evil. You're going to hear a track off of it called Two Scene. So in this next set, you're going to hear Mylan Sheaths, Fist City, and White Lung right here on CITR 101.9. FM.
FM. Sorry, that was my cue.
And right here, this track is by Mylan Sheaths.
Sell your soul. salt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, with special guest, Silvana.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone doing? Actually, they can't answer.
I'm doing okay.
They can't
How are
answer.
You doing?
If you want to oh, yeah. hear anything, give us a call, 604-822-2487. And we're going to be on air until 1 a.m. this mm-hmm. evening. So, what we just heard, something from White Lung, local band, a track called Two Scene, which is off the It's the Evil album. Pretty sweet track. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, super good album. I have one of their 7-inches somewhere, and I know it's like, it's blue vinyl, but...
Cool. You know, I love colored vinyl.
Yep, and before that, a couple Lethbridge bands. You heard something from Fist City, as well as Myelin Sheaths. Mm-hmm. So, check out some more stuff from them. A lot of good stuff coming out of Lethbridge, eh?
There is. There's a lot of good bands. I mean, even on that we had here, we didn't even pick up, like, the Square Waves.
Yeah.
That new album is super good, but it's super electro-y, so it just yeah, depends if you're into no, that kind of thing.
There's no girls in there either.
No. So, unfortunately, Square Waves, you sit on the shelf for tonight.
Yeah, maybe next week. So, yeah, the theme is kind of girl-related bands this evening. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I wasn't here last week. I was in Calgary for the Sled right. Island Music Festival. Which was
jealous.
An amazing time.
I was not in Calgary for the Sled Island Music Festival.
Yeah, but you're close by. Tier. Yeah, but you've gone previous years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good festival.
It is. It's really good. It's nice. Because, I mean, Calgary's pretty small. It's pretty easy to get around as well. So if you do need to kind of march from venue to venue, it's not too bad to do.
Yeah, it was really easy to get around, even without a transit pass. Like.
Yeah, no, because most of the stuff is right downtown. And...
Yeah, everything was, like, really close by.
Yeah, well, and even if you do need to take the train downtown for any reason, it's, it's free, right, along that?
Yeah, the 7th Avenue, you just take the Sky...
Not the Sky Train, the Sea Train.
The Metro. I don't know, you could call it whatever. I like calling the Sky Train subway here, and then people start twitching. Because they're like, no.
Well, I was a little confused the other day when I was told I was getting on the SkyTrain, and yet I kept descending stairs. It was a little confusing.
Yeah, I guess because you're, yeah.
Because anyway. I thought the sky was up above my head. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
But wait till you get on the C bus. yeah, so anyways, one of the highlights of Sled Island was Wild Flag.
Oh, if you're not familiar.
Wild Flag is the new band on Merge Records, and it's made up of a couple of members of Sleater-Kinney, as well as Helium, a girl named Mary Timoney.
Mmm, so good.
Yeah, she's awesome. I've seen her a couple years ago at South by Southwest. I think she was playing as Helium or Mary Timoney. Anyways, I never got the chance to see Sleater-Kinney.
No,
have you?
No, I haven't seen full Sleater-Kinney, but I thought, I'm trying to think. I thought all four girls were from various other bands.
Yeah,
who
there's...
missing?
The fourth girl, the keyboard player, I don't know too much about her.
You got that thing open. Does it say on there?
Yeah, well, we have the internet.
Because I thought I remembered looking it up before.
Oh, her name is Rebecca Cole.
Does it say where she was from, what she was doing previously?
A band called the Minders. Yeah, she's in a band called the Minders. She was in the Spells, which was... Mary Timoney's one of her side projects.
Oh, as well.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I don't know too much about her, but the other three I'm pretty familiar with.
Yeah.
They played an awesome set. It was, like, one of the last shows of the whole festival. They, like, pretty much closed it off.
Nice.
They played, like, an hour and a half set. They don't have an album out yet. It's supposed to be out in September, I do believe, out on Merge Records. Self-titled deal. But what do they have released? Just a 7-inch.
There's a 7-inch that got released for Record Store Day this year, actually.
Yeah. I never got a copy of it.
So, no, well, I think that's the thing. I was saying it seemed kind of silly to release something like that for Record Store Day, because I don't know if too many record stores would have kind of known to pick it up.
Yeah.
So it's,
I guess,
kind
it's
of
a pretty
bad.
New project.
Yeah, that's why it seems kind of weird. But I don't know. I guess maybe that's what, you know, that's what record stores are for. Maybe we'll find a used copy at the record store.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, it's a really, really awesome album. You're going to hear a track called Romance.
Mm-hmm.
From Bald Flag, and then you hear some stuff from Sleater-Kinney,
a
track off their last album called The Woods. You can hear a track called Jumpers. I do believe they have a video for this track.
Yeah, it might do. And little side note, since we're talking about Girls Rock Camp, is when I was in Portland, Carrie Brownstein is actually super involved with the Girls Rock Camp in Portland.
Yeah.
And every morning she would come and she'd play guitar when the girls were singing their camp anthem. So that was kind of awesome.
Would she make them breakfast?
No, unfortunately, she did not make them breakfast, but she did rock out for them, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's even better. That's pretty sweet that they have like such big bands involved with these rock camps, like Sleater-Kinney, The Gossip, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, and even today, for lunch at the Vancouver Girls Rock Camp, they had Ray Spoon come in, and she played for the girls and did a songwriting workshop, actually, in the afternoon for them. I think it's kind of interesting, you and I were talking about this earlier, how it seems to us, we're sort of like, wow, that's really awesome. And it's kind of sweet that I don't know if too many of the girls actually know, like, the caliber of musicians. Like, maybe they'll find out one day.
Yeah, get them started on the right foot. At least they're not, like, listening to, like, I don't know. What I don't want to mention what music kids be.
Other things. We'll just leave it at that.
But, yeah, anyways, that's awesome that these kids have such a good resource, like this rock camp.
Yeah.
I hope everyone gets more involved with it.
Mm-hmm. And just see it expand, be cool. But yeah, super, super fun. So then after the Sleater-Kinney,
we have a Corin Tucker band.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the girls from Sleater-Kinney. He's got a new side project on Kill Rock Stars, an album called 1,000 Years, and you can hear a track called, I do believe it's called Miles Away. Or no, but anyways, the track listing is kind of weird, but you're going to hear something from Corin Tucker.
As well.
Kind of weird that Corin Tucker has her side project going. Yet Janet and Carrie have this new side project going. I don't know, maybe there's like a feud between them.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little worried about.
Why they broke up.
Is that the end of Sleater-Kinney as we know it?
Yeah, well, Corin had a baby, didn't she?
She did, for sure. That's what the album says. You know, like this new album sort of reflects her new stage of life, being a mom and a et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, so who knows, right? Maybe she's at home, maybe being more mumsy, and these two want to rock out. I don't really know all the details, but...
It could be, the album seems a lot more like that. It's more acoustic-y.
Yeah.
In some ways.
It's a lot more toned down.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot more like, down-tempo tracks.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I guess we'll hear these three bands. Starting off, this is Wild Flag with a track called Romance, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
so hard. You steal this old skin. Drink your last drink. Sing your last sin. Sing your last song about the beginning. Sing it out loud so the people can hear. Let's go.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock with our special guest, Silvana.
Hello out there.
Hello. So what did we just hear?
Okay, so we started off with some Wild Flag.
Yeah.
And then we moved to, Sleater-Kinney, and last but not least, Sleater-Kinney, and then we heard Corin Tucker at the end.
Corin Tucker, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of sound like a goon when I said yeah. Corin Tucker, you heard a track called Doubt, which is off the new album called A Thousand Years on the Kill Rock Stars label. And Kill Rock Stars based out of Portland, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Sure. Yeah, the only thing that is kind of weird, actually, if you notice on that album even, is this whole track listing, this cover is very odd. But like on the CD it says Corin Tucker, but on the spine it actually says the Corin Tucker Band. So I don't really know which it's supposed to be, but I mean, I guess if you're searching for it, if you just ask for the Corin Tucker release, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. Which is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird, along with the track listing. Mm-hmm. She played here about a month or two months ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I missed the show because I was out of town. I probably would have went if I was in town, but...
Yeah, that would have been good.
Well, I guess next time. Prior to that, you heard Sleater-Kinney with Jumpers off the Woods album out on Sub Pop Records, their final album. And you heard Romance by Wild Flag at the top, new merge band. So what do we got in this next set?
Coming up, we have something off of La Tigre, the self-titled album released way back when. What was the date on this?
You found it,
didn't
you? Think.
Was it? And I think we're going to check the track out, Hot Topic.
Yeah, Hot Topic. Yeah.
Excellent. And I kind of wanted to play this track because it totally reminds me of being in Portland at the Girls Rock Camp. They put it on at the end of the day for a big dance party, and it was super fun. And I think that was really the first time I really heard La Tigre, actually. So it has a special place in my heart.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I first heard La Tigre on like a skate video in like high school.
Nice.
After that, we had a request for something from The Gossip. You can hear a track from the Music for Men album. You can hear a track called Heavy Cross, and I guess it's just Gossip. You know the.
Yes, I have a bad habit of doing that too.
Yeah. Anyways, Beth Ditto, she was also involved with the Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she still is for sure, if it was just that year or what, but she was one of the vocal coaches for the girls, which is kind of awesome because she's got some pipes on her.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. You mean her vocals or her arms?
Wah, 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 wah.
No, she wasn't hitting the kids.
No, there's no corporal punishment at rock camp.
Okay, so I guess we'll hear these two tracks and then get some more tunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't forget, check out the website, canadapostrock.ca, for podcasts, playlists, and stuff like that. And don't forget, citr.ca for all latest CITR info, podcasts, everything you need to know about CITR radio. So right here on the program, this is something from La Tigre, followed by The Gossip.
Yeah. Gerard.
Billy Tipton.
Julie Dusset.
Without you, I tried to.
Friday, July 8th, it's a summer dance party at the Waldorf. All the way from Norway, Todd Turia is going to man the decks and share his Scandinavian treats with Vancouver. It's also an EP release party for Resorts, the Brastronaut Dance Side Project. Top it all off with performances from the WinnieCooper.net and Love Dancing DJs, and you've got yourself a party. Advance tickets are available online via Eventbrite. To learn more, check out WinnieCooper.net and LoveDancing.ca. That's Todd Turia and the Resorts EP release party, Friday, July 8th at the Waldorf. Proudly sponsored by Beatroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, with...
Silvana.
And
all the way from CKXU.
Yeah, Southern Alberta and Lethbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the university radio station at the University of Lethbridge.
It's the campus community radio station, P-Bone. Get it right.
Yeah.
Just giving you a hard time.
It's the sister station, I guess.
There we go. So let's just leave it there.
In Lethbridge.
Nice.
What did we just hear?
The last thing we heard, like we're going to work backwards, was a request, actually, for a little Blondie. So we heard, what was the track
is
again?
What band is it? Oh, Blondie? Is that like a Sleater-Kinney side project?
It is, actually. Sleater-Kinney's mother's...
Great auntie.
Yeah, there we go. What track was it again? Ripper to Shreds?
Ripper to Shreds is what we wanted to hear.
Yes.
Good choice, mister.
Yeah.
That was off of, I don't know the original album, but it was on Best of Blondie.
We found it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very Best of Blondie.
Yeah, I didn't have time to search the vinyl library, but so we just grabbed the CD.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Very good request. I'm glad you threw it in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But prior to that, you heard something from Gossip.
Oh, Gossip.
Mm-hmm. Another request for Gossip. Music for Men. And you heard a track called Heavy Cross. And at the very top of the set was...
Some La Tigre from their self-titled album. We heard the track Hot Topic. And I missed it. You thought that in that track where they're at the end there, they're kind of shouting out all these different ideas and names and things.
Band names, yeah.
You think they shout out Sleater-Kinney? I was trying to listen for it.
Yeah, they said Sleater-Kinney, a couple other, I think, Portland area bands or like sort of Riot Girl type bands.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I didn't catch the Sleater-Kinney. You said it and I was trying to listen. I missed it. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of distractions going on
nice.
Here in the booth. So don't forget, check out canadapostrock.ca. There should be a podcast up soon. Also head to citr.ca and get the podcast and stuff like that, playlists and everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, you're here for Girls Rock Camp. And
that's
how
right.
can people find out more info?
If you're on the Facebook, you can just do a search on Girls Rock Camp. It's actually, there's information up there about the camp itself, as well as the showcase and where to buy tickets and that sort of thing. And I think I want to say that the address for the website is just Vancouver Girls Rock Camp, like .ca or .com. But I mean, if you search it, you'll be able to find it. And that gives you lots of information.
Yeah, this is the Google age. Just search it.
That's right. Just Google it. Oh, and actually, I should point out now, this week is the Girls Rock Camp. But the Vancouver Girls Rock Camp actually also does a ladies camp. And it's like a weekend camp, but they basically do the same sort of thing. So if there's ladies out there who don't have daughters, you can check that out.
Ladies.
Sorry, dudes.
Get on that, ladies. So what are we going to hear next? Some more ladies?
Some more ladies. Well, one ladies and one, actually, the last one is not ladies, but it's so good, and I can't believe you didn't know it, so I had to force it into your hands.
Yeah, I've been slipping.
Apparently. First up, though, some Austra.
You hear something from Austra, Katie Stillman's
project. You were the one who brought this to our attention down in Lethbridge.
Yeah, she used to be on Blocks Recording Company, and she sent us her CD when I was at CKXU, and it was amazing. I loved that CD.
Yeah, and you organized the show down there.
Yeah, you guys played with her.
Yeah.
Your band.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the downfall of Lethbridge, though, is unless you have someone who's asking bands and
it's kinda hard to get them
cajoling them.
They'll definitely skip over. Because it's kind of out of the way.
Yeah, and if they aren't sure, I guess. It sort of makes sense. If they aren't sure that anyone is rooting for them down there, I guess it could be easy to skip it. So it was kind of awesome that you persuaded her to come down. She was really great.
Yeah.
So I was kind of stoked when this side project came out.
Yeah, she changed her name for some reason. Because the first album was Katie Stillmanis, and then I think she had like a 7-inch out under her name, and then they decided to change the name, and she got signed to Paperbag Records and Domino Records in the States, which is pretty huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I heard it's kind of a big thing or a big deal for artists to change their name. Like Bill Callahan, he used to be Smog.
Right.
He wanted to change it to Bill Callahan a long time ago, but Drag City wouldn't really let him because they said it takes minimum 2 years of marketing to at least get to the same level that they were prior to changing the name. Because, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm not sure why she changed the name because it's very pretty much similar sounding. She has the same guitarist or the same percussionist, I should say.
Yeah.
Maya Postepsky. And they have a new person, her name, or a new guy named Dorian Wolf.
Well, unless maybe, I wonder if it's maybe kind of taking a bit of a turn. So, like, the Katie Stelmanis stuff that was all hers, but then she would tour with some, maybe, like, some friends or kind of acting as session musicians, maybe. And I wonder if this is more like a band collaborative project. So then it's not really her own work or primarily her own. That could be why.
Yeah. Or maybe want more sound more like a band, I guess.
Yeah. So either way, it's great. So I'm glad that it's out under whatever title.
She's playing here in Vancouver on the 21st.
Nice.
With Cold Cave. I think she's opening up for Cold Cave.
That's awesome.
So you can hear a track called The Noise. And apparently this features cello.
Mm-hmm.
Done by a girl named Anissa Hart. I'm not sure if too familiar.
And was there was another stringed instrument on there too, I thought. Cello and violin?
Yeah, there's a couple violin tracks. Oh yeah, she is on violin and cello on this track.
Yeah, sorry, that's why I steered us that way.
Whoa, sweet. Yep, so this is out on Paperbag Records. Pick it up, and then after that?
Some Barren Heaven, which is so great.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it, but it was really good when we previewed it.
Yeah, and it's funny because a friend of mine kind of forced it on me and was like, oh my gosh, you need to listen to this. And then I just totally did that to you. But it's so good. I actually don't feel that bad about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. It's out on a label called Home Tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a... what's the title?
Beast Rest Fourth Mouth.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wrote the number four. Fourth.
Oh, like go forth. Yes, go forth.
Yeah, so you can hear a track called Beast in Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess this is it for the evening.
Yeah, that'll take us up there.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget CanadaPostRock.ca as well as CITR.ca. And stay tuned to CITR. More great programming on the CITR all the time. Keep it locked. And yeah, I guess this should be it.
Yeah,
so
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. Okay, so right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Austria. This track is called The Noise. Actually, that's not it. This is it. This is the track by Austria.
Whoops.
I can't.